Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
I want to read you something that came into my group, Worship Radio 247 group, and I read it, and it filled my eyes full of tears. Listen to this. Church members mistreat homeless man in church, unaware it is their pastor in disguise. That was the headline. It went on to say this. Pastor Jeremiah Stepek transformed himself into a homeless person and went into the 10,000-member church that he was to be introduced as the head pastor at that morning service. He walked around his soon-to-be church for 30 minutes whilst it was filling with people for the service. Only three people out of the 7,000 to 10,000 people said hello to him. He asked people for change to buy food. No one in the church gave him change. He went into the sanctuary to sit down in the front of the church and was asked by the ushers if he would please sit at the back. He greeted people to be greeted back with stares and dirty looks, with people looking down on him and judging him. As he sat in the back of the church, he listened to the church announcements and such. When all that was done, the elders went up and were excited to introduce the new pastor of the church to their congregation. "We would like to introduce to you Pastor Jeremiah Stepek." The congregation looked around, clapping with joy and anticipation. The homeless man, sitting in the back of the church, stood up and started walking down the aisle. The clapping stopped, with all eyes on him. He walked up to the altar and took the microphone from the elders, who were in on this, and paused for a moment. Then he recited, "Then the king shall say to those to his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go and visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I say to you, whatever you did for one of these, the least of my brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." After he recited this, he looked toward the congregation and told them all what he had experienced that morning. Many began to cry, and many heads were bowed in shame. He then said, "Today, I see a gathering of people, not a church of Jesus Christ. The world has enough people, but not enough disciples. When will you decide to become a disciple?" He then dismissed the service until next week. Following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ should be more about just talk. It ought to be about a lifestyle that others around you can love about you and share in. Be a Christian all you want, but at least follow the teachings of Christ if you are going to claim the title. Beloved, that was so powerful. When I read that this morning, there were tears in my eyes, because it is so, so true. How judgmental are we? Oftentimes we are judging and we're not even realizing that we are judging. All of us at one stage judge in some way, and it is not on. The Bible says, judge not, lest ye be judged. I myself have done something very similar to that. I was with a theatre company. There were two of us, a guy called Keith Loring and myself. And we were invited to go to a church in Fleet in Hampshire to do some drama. So we did. The only person who knew what we were doing was to be the pastor of the church. We rehearsed somewhere else. And both Keith and I dressed as homeless people. And we had an entire script, so we had a play, and the play lasted around 45 minutes. And during that play, we were sitting down with the congregation and asking them for money, for food. And they were turning away from us, not wanting to talk to us. And we actually stopped the service at one stage during this particular drama. And none of the people in the audience, in the congregation, knew that this was a drama. Not until the very, very end, when we were introduced. And the whole point of that was to say, these dispossessed people, these homeless people, these people who have nothing, have done nothing wrong. So why are you treating them this way? And on the strength of that particular service, there was one man in the congregation who was an architect. And I'll never forget this. He donated 10% of what his company made to the homeless and to the Salvation Army. He said that is what he's going to do. And 10% of what he was turning over in his company turned out to be millions of pounds. Beloved, we cannot do this. If we are saying that we are Christians, then we have to live as Christians, not as someone on the periphery, not as someone who doesn't really believe but are just pretending. Jesus is asking us to be true disciples. And this Hour One Nugget today is asking you that same question. Will you be a true disciple? Will you do that? Will you take the Word of God to wherever you can? Will you go and visit the sick, those in hospital? Will you give money to the poor? Will you speak to a homeless person who is on the street and speak to them about the love of Jesus? What will you do? And what is Almighty God calling you to do? Today, I feel this is so, so important. So important for you to hear this word. The king will reply with these words. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. You did it for me. You know, you have no idea who you are in the company of. When you meet someone for the first time, you have no idea who they are. Just give them the love of the Lord. And may you be filled with the Holy Spirit as you are listening to this message. May this message change your life. And I pray that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for an opportunity to share a message as powerful as this. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And glory to God.